Welcome to Pimsleur's Introductory Pinyin Reading Program, which will teach you to read Hanyu Pinyin, Pinyin for short. It's the official phonetic system for transcribing pronunciations of Chinese characters into a Latin alphabet. There are 20 reading lessons in all. They'll give you a way to read an approximation of the sounds in written form. Although the Pinyin alphabet may appear similar to the English alphabet, the sounds of some letters in Pinyin are quite different. As you know, Mandarin has four tones: high level, rising, falling rising, and falling. And each is represented by a specific symbol above the vowel it affects. In these lessons, we will include the tonal markers. It's important to pay close attention to these because they can change the meaning of a word completely. It may take a while before you hear the differences, and we encourage you to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to both familiarize yourself with the Mandarin sounds represented by the letters and to practice the tones. To begin, you will need your reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop now and start again when you're ready. Open your reading booklet to Lesson 1. Listen and repeat number 1.
Ah. Ah.
This is the letter A, which sounds like the A in father. Notice the straight line above this letter. This mark indicates that the letter is to be pronounced with a high-level tone. For a high-level tone, the pitch is level, neither rising nor falling. Now you try to read number 1 again.
Ah.
Try to read number 2. The sound of the first letter is the same as English.
Ba. Ba.
Try to read number 3. The letter P also makes the same sound as English.
Pa. Pa.
Listen and repeat number 4, which has the letter O with a rising tone marker.
O. O.
The accent mark above a vowel, slanting up to the right, indicates a rising tone, which sounds a little like a question. Now try to read number 4 again.
Oh.
Read number 5.
Po.
Listen and repeat number 6, which has the letter A with a different tonal marker.
Ah. Ah.
This marker indicates a falling tone. Read number 7.
Ba.
Now try to read numbers 2 and 7 together.
Ba, ba. Ba, ba.
Listen and repeat number 8.
Ao. Ao.
In Pinyin, letters are described as final or initial. The letters that we identify in English as vowels are final, and consonants are initial. When two or three finals or vowels are combined, they are called compound finals. Read number 8 again.
Ao. Ao.
Notice that only the letter A has a tone marker. For compound finals, only one letter will have a tonal marker. Read number 9.
Bao. Bao.
Listen and repeat number 10.
Ao. Ao.
Number 11.
Pao. Pao.
Now try to read numbers 9 and 11 together.
Bao. Pao. Bao. Pao.
Now listen and repeat number 12.
Bo. Bo.
Notice the sound of the O when it follows an initial or a consonant. Read number 13.
Po. Po.
Try to read number 14 with a rising tone.
Ba. Ba.
Try to read numbers 7 and 14 together.
Ba. 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 Ba.
Listen and repeat number 15.
Papa. Papa.
Notice that the final A in the second word does not have a tonal marker and is pronounced with a light or neutral tone. With this in mind, try to read number 16.
婆婆.
Listen and repeat number 17.
爬坡. 爬坡.
Try to read number 18.
包包. 包包.
Number 18 includes a compound final. Listen and repeat number 19.
宝宝. 宝宝.
Number 19 includes a compound final with a falling, rising tone. Try to read number 20.
跑跑. 跑跑.
This is the end of lesson 1.